Hi, and welcome to Coffee and Pearls, 15 minutes of wisdom for Catholic moms. I'm Sterling Jakewith, and we continue with our less stressful summer series, part three. And today we are talking about hardship and discomfort. So I had asked a bunch of moms, you know, what stresses you out about summer? And I wrote it all down and kind of grouped them into themes. And there were a ton that fell under this theme of hardship and discomfort. Now, this may be the most sensitive one that I'm talking about because I'm going to be addressing some difficult life situations that are not my own. So please understand that, you know, I don't know what it's like to have a special needs child or to be a farmer or currently to not have air conditioning. I've lived like that, so at least I can talk about that one. But in general, with all of these hardships and things that are uncomfortable, and obviously there is a huge difference between, you know, not having air conditioning and having a very, you know, high needs, special needs child, right? Those are two totally different things, but they both kind of fall under hardship and discomfort in the way that I would address solving them, okay? So all of these things, I kind of recommend troubleshooting, right? Because everyone's life and situation is different. Everyone's personality is different. Your husband is different. Your home is different. All of these factors come into play, and you need to create a plan that works for you. So to me, that's about troubleshooting and not just comparing to other people because they may have different factors that they're dealing with. So first, troubleshooting as much as you can. And I go down that path until I feel like I've done all of the troubleshooting and problem solving that I can. And then I get to a place of acceptance. Okay, we have done everything that we can do right now, and I accept that this is where we're at. Okay, we cannot constantly live in a place of guilt or failure, thinking that we've screwed something up or we should be doing more. That's either true or it isn't. Okay, you either should be doing more, in which case, stop whining about it and go back to that troubleshooting, problem-solving phase. Or you have done everything that you can and you need to just accept that this is the place that you're in and have some mercy for yourself. Okay? Now, that's something I could definitely speak to because there's lots of things I wish I could be doing, but I have just had to accept that I can't right now and give myself mercy for that. And the other thing that I've had to add into this process this last year, getting pregnant again, is that I may never reach that place, right? I mean, literally for 4 years now, this is the fourth year in a row that I've said, oh, we're going to do that next year. Okay. But after year number four, I'm feeling a lot less confident that I'm actually going to do that, whatever that is, next year, right? So more acceptance, more mercy, and then really learning to offer it up. And not just in that, you know, cute printable that's hung on your wall kind of offer it up buttercup kind of way, but a real deep understanding that Jesus died on the cross for you and he doesn't need anything from you. But he loves you so much that he allows you to participate in redemptive suffering and that your suffering has meaning. Okay? So all of these hardship, discomfort things, they come down to, you know, troubleshooting, acceptance, giving yourself mercy because God has an endless amount of mercy for you. So I don't know why you think you're better than that. Because you're not. And then really, truly understanding what a gift it is to offer something up. It's not a consolation prize. It is the prize. And one thing I have learned recently is just to constantly tell myself two things. One, I constantly tell myself suffering is kisses from Jesus. He loves me so much that he's allowing me to go through this, right? Because I've often quoted, I forget his name right now. But the guy who says, in the end, you will not regret having suffered. Rather, you will regret having suffered so little and suffered that little so badly. But that's hard to say in your mind all the time. So instead, you know, suffering is kisses from Jesus. Maybe suffering are kisses from Jesus. Not sure the proper tense there. But anyway, kisses from Jesus. Jesus loves me. And the second thing, Lindsay from the Modern Lady podcast started an awesome Facebook group called the Purgatorial Society. I don't remember if I saw this in that group or if I was just like so excited about it that I was in a purgatory place for a while. And I read that there is power in this phrase, Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you. Now, I know there's a whole devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and I just have not explored that at all. So maybe that's explained in that particular devotion. But that is just something I say all the time now. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you. And that's just a pep talk that I give myself. And it's just constantly anchoring me back to Christ and bringing me down from a place of either anxiety or sadness or worry. You know, any of those feelings that are not of Christ. And just Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you. And sometimes I'll have to say it like 10 times in a row before I really start to calm down and lean into that. But any kind of hardship or discomfort that you experience, this is the process I recommend going through. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about them specifically. So one of them, working at home. And then another woman wrote, working at home with a mentally ill child, right? Whoa, that's like, you know, two big things. So again, troubleshooting. Should you be going to sleep at 9 o'clock when your kid goes to sleep so you can wake up early, or 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock? A lot of really successful bloggers go to bed when their kids go to bed and wake up at like 4 a.m. and do their work then. And they've just decided that's important to them. This is how they want their family to be, and they're committed to it. Do I think everyone should live like that? No way. But we need to decide what's important to us and then troubleshoot it based on the life that we want to have. Okay. One thing I've decided, which is a huge deal for me, is not to enroll my, she will be four-year-old in the catechesis of the Good Shepherd next year. She would be in her second year of level one. And so I am going to have my girls, my older girls, do level two, but that's Monday nights. And I'm not going to drive for an entire year to level one, year two, for Violet. And I'm a catechist teacher, so I love that program so, so, so much. But I'm going to have three little boys who are 2, 1, and a newborn. And I'm just going to be merciful with myself and take that whole year off. And it doesn't mean that's who I am or who our family is going to be, but that's the troubleshooting that I decided I needed to have in order to have the kind of family atmosphere next year that I want. So, you know, let's say you're working from home. That's either a choice or not. So first decide that, right? You have to get crystal clear on that. That's either a choice or it isn't, okay? And the way I approach problem solving that is very different depending on those two scenarios. And then you need to decide, you know, when do you get the most amount of work done? I would really try to limit how many disruptions that I have. And that goes back to kind of the last episode where we were talking about discipline a little bit. Now to add a special needs child on top of that, I don't have a lot of experience with disciplining special needs children. So I don't know if, you know, you can come up with something that they will understand and do consistently, but I would start there, right? And I would just chip away at this problem over and over and over again until I felt like I had done all of the problem solving that I could. Am I working at the right time? Should I set a timer? Am I finding enough busy box things for the kids to do? Am I, you know, using the right software program? Like, I would really just go through everything. And then just sit with that acceptance piece. Sit with that acceptance piece. Like, you know what? I am doing the best that I can right now. And that may not be your best overall, but it may be your best right now. My best right now on my third pregnancy in a row is not my overall best. It's not even what I'm totally capable of as a person. I'm hoping next year I can do totally different things. But this year, I'm just limited and I have to accept that and have a lot of mercy for myself. And this year, I've also purposed to communicate that more to my kids. You know, it's frustrating when we can't do more of what we want, but we just have to give ourselves mercy and know that it's a gift to ourselves. That we love ourselves so much and that we believe Jesus loves us and that this is okay. This is an okay place to be. And then that last piece is just offering it up. God is giving me kisses. He has chosen this narrow, hard path for me. And I'm going to walk it, and I'm going to walk it slowly, but I'm going to keep walking. The next one, I know several people with this hardship, is a husband who has allergies. So he can't go out or doesn't want to go hiking or camping or whatever it is, you know? And that's really annoying, not in the way we talked about the last episode, but frustrating, right? Because I have just known so many people with allergies who have not been able to solve that problem, either, you know, with all of the hippie crunchy solutions or going to the doctor and getting shots for a whole year. Like, it does just seem to be a really big cross. So again, have you troubleshooted it enough? If you have, then just acceptance and maybe deciding, you know, you're going to get a membership to the Y and you're going to be indoor pool people because you can't be hiking people, or mom's going to go by herself, you know, or you're going to lean on a different friend of the, you know, a different family and say, hey, can my two oldest kids go with your kids? Right? Those are all examples of troubleshooting. I would really push on that. And then just acceptance and mercy and offering it up. I imagine that's the same process if you have a kid with a lot of allergies too. I loved this one. One person said, being a farmer is stressful. And she said, it's either breakneck do or die. I do not live like that, friend, but I completely appreciate that that sounds like a huge hardship. So again, the first thing I want to say is being a farmer a choice or not? I have friends, they own a cattle ranch. And they like work dog hard when they have to work dog hard. And then they, you know, have downtimes too. And their life seems crazy to me. And one time I said, like, oh, could you just sell everything? This is a fourth generation farm. So it's totally different. It's not like owning a house and you could just sell it. But in the end, my friend got to the point where she was like, oh, I never would. If I sold it and got a bunch of money, I would just start another farm. And I was like, okay, well, you know, it's just she loves it. She loves it. And that's just what she wants to do. And that's a philosophy. That's a lifestyle choice, right? And I love that she does it because I get to visit her farm with border collie puppies and cows and horses, and it's fabulous. But, you know, this kind of goes back to that episode that I had about agency. Like, we don't have to do anything. You don't have to be a farmer. You know, we get caught up in this idea that we have to, but you're choosing it for probably some really good reasons. So get there first, you know, troubleshoot ways to make it better. And then specifically in the farming example, just lean into it. Be like, yeah, it's going to be super hard for 3 months and we're just going to do it. But that has built, you know, us up as strong. We're a strong family. We have strong kids. You know, we are perseverant, we're diligent, like that's excellent. A lot of us are jealous of that life, you know, we're wussy, and so we're not willing to take it on. But when you dive into that, it creates some huge rewards. And then just, again, acceptance, mercy, and offer it up. You can offer up something you've chosen. It's still hard, right? Like, it's hard to work in the sun and pick those strawberries, or clearly I don't know anything about farming, but whatever it is, it's hard. But God sees your hard work, and it's beautiful to him, and it's valuable to him. And just because we live in a world that doesn't value the same things doesn't mean it's not true. Next up, big life transitions, right? So this is for all of you that are having a baby, moving, maybe transitioning from grad school to a full-time job, getting married. Maybe somebody's passing away or just passed away. That's a huge life transition. It tends to shake things up for a while. Okay. In this particular one, I would say mercy first for big life transitions, because you probably feel like you were just, thrown in a washing machine and tossed about and you're a bit dizzy and confused. So first, just give yourself a minute of mercy and just say like, wow, we're in a transition. And I've talked a lot about how painful transition is. People like change, but we don't like transition. It's uncomfortable. Then troubleshoot what you need to, accept what you can't do, and offer it up. Okay? I'm going to have a baby, and we've troubleshooted rooms and cribs and nap times, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch more that we'll troubleshoot right after this baby comes. But then I will just accept what we can't do. Like, our school starts. I'm going to have the baby right at the same time that school generally starts. And so I'm going to do school poorly, probably for 2 to 3 months. And I will just accept that. It's not who I am. It will not be the whole educational experience of my children. But I'm okay with that because they're going to watch me have a baby and choose something that's more important than math worksheets, And that's okay. It won't be how we are all the time. Not having air conditioning, huge hardship, super uncomfortable, especially depending on where you live. I didn't grow up with air conditioning at all. So, we were fans people and drinking lots of ice water people, same thing. Troubleshoot what you can. Can you create a little bit more shade? Any kind of comforting things? And if not, Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you. Suffering is kisses from Jesus. And that's just what he's asked you to do right now. And it is hard. So the first thing I'm not going to tell you is like, oh, suck it up. No one in Africa has air conditioning. That's rude and not helpful, right? It is painful to you. And I see that and I recognize that. And I know what pain feels like. So I can at least empathize on that level. But then we all have to go through these steps no matter what we're dealing with. Having to find childcare, that is difficult because it's also scary. We're going to talk about fear in the next episode. So I'll maybe talk a little bit more about that. We live in a world now where we just feel like everyone's trying to kidnap our children and brainwash them and poison them with red food dye or whatever. It's just crazy the time that we live in. It's so stressful. But hey, if you have to find childcare, you have to. Pick someone, try them out. Do your due diligence. If it's not working, communicate those boundaries, move on. Find somebody else. Pray, be humble enough to ask for help. Okay, so that to me is all within troubleshooting and then just acceptance and mercy. Kids being too little to do the things you really want to do in the summer. The example she gave was swimming. The kids, they're so little, she can't really go hang out at the lake. Totally get that. We've talked a lot about being in the tunnel. You're in the tunnel of parenting until your oldest child is 6. And so you're just kind of like stuck in little kid land. And it's really, really difficult. And that is just true. So I'm not going to say, you'll miss these days. I don't know that I believe that yet, except that everybody says it. But I'll just have to trust you on that because I don't think I'm going to. But I get it. There's lots of things I want to do in the summer. I'd like to not be pregnant. Today was actually a really nice day. I was outside in the front for a little while and I was like, oh, if I was not pregnant, I would love to take my kids on a wonderful walk. I only have the boys today. My husband's camping with the three girls. But I just thought, man, if I did that, I would be in so much pain and I have no one to help me. He's gone for 4 days. And so I can't do that. And I had a pang of sadness about that, but this is what God has asked me to do. And Lord willing, in 5 years, I will be healthy and strong and not pregnant, and I will get to walk around and enjoy the sunshine. But I accept where I'm at. I have mercy for myself. I'm not a bad mom for not choosing to hoof it and do it anyway. And I'm choosing to accept this life with humility because that's what God has asked me to do. I liked this one because I can relate to it personally. The sunshine makes my skin feel like it's burning. Yes, actually, summertime is my least favorite time of the year. Because when I'm outside, I forget who said this, but I was like, yes, my skin actually feels like it's burning. It's not pleasant for me at all. I like kind of overcast days in the 60s. That's why I like the Pacific Northwest and I think Ireland. So I think I want to live there. Yeah, I mean, that is a hardship. And other people don't understand. So sometimes it comes back to the part one of this series, setting boundaries, because people are like, no, it's fine, just come. And I want to say, you know what? It's actually really uncomfortable. And for me to go hiking in a place with no shade for 2.5 hours is really lame. And I'm not going to do it. And it's not because I'm not tough. It's not because I don't like you enough. It's not because I'm not willing to give that experience to my kids. And that you're trying to shame me into doing that. Like, nope, I'm not going to do that. And I just accept that most people don't really get this hardship because they are in the sun and they're like, ooh, it feels toasty warm and I love it. And that's not how it feels to those of us with pale white skin, where it actually feels like our skin hurts to just sit in the sun or walk in the sun. Troubleshooting. There's some really awesome breathable shirts that are long sleeve, you know? Like, and I have a big floppy hat. Like, I have a lot of tools to set me up for success in this way. But then I also just accept what I'm not willing to do or isn't fun for me to do. And I have mercy for myself. I do plenty of other things, and that's okay. And then I'm going to kind of rope these next three together because I feel like they're about the same, which is humidity for those of you that live in a really humid place, sand, super super annoying hardship, heat, and then one person chose gardening, said gardening, which again, I think a little bit comes back to that first one of boundaries. Well, you don't have to garden, but if you do, then just like choose to do that and set your boundaries and communicate them. But you know, humidity, sand, heat, I guess sunshine, like we just said, you know, these are all things that are just there. You can choose to never leave the house, or you can choose when it's worth it. You can troubleshoot this. Like, hey, we're going to find a cheap hose attachment. I love those little misters. They just kind of put mist out and it feels nice and cool. I have a friend whose husband just like, he just can't handle sand. And it just took him a couple years of their marriage to realize that. And she just no longer takes their family to the beach with him. So she either goes with other people or they don't go. Has anyone ever died of not having lots of beach time in their childhood? No. And I think it was really wise and discerning of her to just say, you know what? Even though my husband perhaps overreacts to the sand thing, I'm just going to choose to respect that and do other things with him. And he does plenty of other things. He just has like a thing about sand, right? So she's troubleshooted that. She's accepted it. She has mercy for herself in that and for him, which I think is beautiful. I don't even know if she feels bad enough to offer it up, but if she did, she could also offer that up. You know what, Lord? We're not a beach family. And that causes me pain, but I'm going to offer that pain up to you. It almost sounds silly to say it like that, but those are the small presents we can give Jesus all the time. Jesus, this hurts. It feels uncomfortable. I don't like it. But I love you. And I know that all of this pain in this life is going to be worth it. As long as I remember you. All right. So if you're dealing with hardship or discomfort, you know, troubleshoot it, problem solve it. Don't do it at the end of the day. Find some time in adoration, away from your family, in a quiet space for half an hour to an hour, and really troubleshoot it. And then write yourself a note of acceptance and mercy and love about what you can't do, about what God is asking you to do right now, that big or that small cross that He's asking you to carry. And you offer it up for the salvation of souls, for a personal intention, for whatever the Blessed Mother wants. And you feel the good kind of pride in walking with Him and being strong enough to do that. Being small enough to do that, really. And that is such a beautiful gift to Him. All right, I'm going to do a bonus episode of A Less Stressful Summer because I want to talk about fear. And I decided that needed its own episode. So next up, we're going to be talking about fear and how to deal with that. So thank you so much for listening to Coffee and Pearls, and have a blessed day.